Psalm 66, Preface. In the time of affliction, we are to offer prayer and supplication to God, trusting His truth and His mercy, and not doubting that He will hear and will help. Thereafter, when God has answered our prayer, and we have experienced His help, then we are to show ourselves grateful, giving thanks unto Him, and charging our soul not to forget His benefits. The receiving of gifts solicits the returning of thanks. Even so the Lord commanded, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." When, in the days of Samuel, God had given a great victory over the Philistines, the prophet took a stone, and setting it up for a memorial between Mizpah and Shen, he called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." When we have been saved from danger or restored from sickness, when we have received peculiar blessings from God, when He has prospered our house, when we have completed another period in our life, yea, also when our days are drawing to an end, and we are about to go to sleep in the cemetery, we should erect a monument of thanksgiving in our heart, inscribing upon it, "Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Praise be unto His holy name. Unto prayer and praise we are exhorted in the 66th Psalm. Praise of God for His wonderful works. To the chief musician, a song or psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say unto God, "How terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah." Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in His doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in Him. He rules by His power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard, which holds our soul in life, and suffers not our feet to be moved. For Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou bringest us into the net. Thou laidst affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but Thou brought us out into a wealthy place. I will go into Thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay Thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth hath spoken, when I was in trouble. I will offer unto Thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings, with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. Summary. This is a psalm of thanksgiving and praise for the many mercies and deliverances which God showed unto His people Israel. Often did the Lord save them from the hand of their oppressors, and wonderfully did He nourish them in the wilderness. The book of the Judges, of Samuel and the Kings, are replete with histories showing how often God awakened saviors for His people, and how He caused their very afflictions to promote their true welfare. These histories should confirm our trust in God and should encourage us unto prayer and praise. But in offering up our prayers, let us well remember what is said in the 18th verse, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." God will not hear the prayer of those who willfully live in sin. We must repent, we must forsake sin and turn to Christ. Then will our prayers enter into the ears of the Lord of hosts. Then will our praise be comely before him. Prayer. Thanks and praise be unto thee, thou God of all grace, because thou hast delivered our souls from the bondage of Satan, leading them through the Red Sea of the blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Cleanse us evermore with his blood, that with all thy saints we may continually praise thee. Amen.